Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. When FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt was pulled over by police and charged with driving while intoxicated, the industry lost an otherwise well-regarded partner and what is arguably a relatively critical time. Next-gen and long-term FAA funding have been political footballs for years now. Congress has chosen to fund the FAA through temporary measures more than 20 times, crippling the agency's ability to adopt long-term plans. How Babbitt's loss will affect the FAA remains to be seen, but to get a better idea of what's at stake, we're speaking today with NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin. Ed, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Glenn. Glad to be here.
Now, you've been CEO of the National Business Aviation Association since September 2004, and that position requires some close work with the FAA. But before that, you were 8 years as president and CEO of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. You've also worked as a member of and chaired a management advisory council to the FAA. At that time, Randy Babbitt served with you on that council. I'd imagine all that gives you a special kind of insight and perspective, and I'm asking for that now. From where you sit, how does all of this, Babbitt's resignation, ripple out?
Well, Randy Babbitt has always been kind of the consummate aviation professional. I first met Randy back in the early 90s when I was a Senate staffer on Capitol Hill, and he was running the Airline Pilots Association. In Randy, you have someone that started off as a line boy when he was a teenager, worked his way all the way up to the head of the Airline Pilots Association, has served on a number of presidential commissions. He has started an aviation consulting business, so he's a business person. He's just a very gifted leader, negotiator, strategist, and someone who certainly understands politics, someone that I think everyone in the aviation community respected and trusted.
Now, speaking for yourself, how was your personal relationship with Randy?
Well, as I said, I've known Randy now for, almost two decades, and we have served together on different panels, whether it's at the FAA and certainly in speaking agreements. And I have the utmost respect for Randy. You know, since he has been FAA administrator, every year he has spoken to the NBAA's annual meeting and convention. He has always articulated the benefits and the importance of business aviation to our nation's economy and transportation system. So I think we have viewed in Randy that we had a leader, a professional, and in a lot of ways a friend.
Now, do you feel that there are any important regulatory elements that a transition at the FAA could put at risk?
Well, I think the good news is that Randy has had an opportunity to lead the FAA for over 2 years. And in that period of time, he assembled a leadership team that includes Michael Huerta, the new acting administrator, David Grizzle, the head of ATO, just a number of people that he has recruited to the FAA, he's worked with. He's also been able to organize the FAA and set priorities and agendas for a period of time. And so the transition that we are now working our way through does have some benefits in the sense that organizations have been set, agendas have been set, priorities have been announced. And I think all of that hard work over the last 2.5 years that Randy has put in at the FAA will be helpful to us as we try to go forward.
So when it comes to thinking of his replacement, and I don't know if you have any insights about who a long-term replacement might be, do you have any concerns that, aside those that might just be generic, as they would be when anyone sets up shop, did Randy have specific qualities, personable qualities, that you and the rest of us might all miss?
Well, I think Randy, as I said before, was the consummate aviation professional. He also had very strong political and leadership skills. So he was eminently qualified to lead the FAA, and I think everyone in the aviation community was very comfortable with that. I do think it's worth noting that the current acting administrator is also someone who has a strong background in transportation, someone who has worked at the DOT, someone who has been in place now at the FAA for a fairly significant period of time, and someone who has been leading the agency's day-to-day operations in NextGen. So someone who I think brings a level of experience and certainly has worked closely with Randy and understood his organizational approach, his agenda, and his priorities. And I think that's positive, too.
Looking forward for yourself and your organization, what are the major concerns that you want to make sure people stay on top of at the FAA?
Well, I think there are a number of issues that are of critical importance to the business aviation community and even the broader aviation community. FAA reauthorization continues to be out there. I think the good news on that is that because we have spent so much time on FAA reauthorization, a lot of the issues have been boiled down. There are one, two, maybe three outstanding issues, and everybody knows the issues, knows the various positions. So hopefully we can get that across the line, but we do need a long-term FAA reauthorization bill. We've embarked on an important effort with regard to NextGen. As I said, the goals have been established, the personnel have been in place. We're working our way through that, but I think that's an important national objective, and we'll need to, as a community, continue to push forward to make sure that the United States has the largest and the safest and the most efficient air transportation system. And then there are other challenges. You know, one of the things that has been big in our community recently has been light squared and the whole GPS interference. So there are issues like that that continue to come up and challenge. But here again, the FAA, the Department of Transportation, their position has been pretty well articulated, and in a lot of cases, it's a matter of executing as opposed to developing a vision, setting the wheels in motion. And a lot of it is, we know what we need to do. There's a path to get it done, and we need to collectively work together to execute.
So from where you sit with the current situation the way it is there cause for concern, or are we just going to plod ahead forward and do the best we can as things come together?
Well, I think everybody is sorry about the events that led to Randy's departure. He was eminently qualified to be the FAA administrator. He was doing a very good job, and so we will miss Randy. But I do think that the foundation that he established, both from a personnel standpoint and from an organizational standpoint, are sound. And I think we as a community need to recognize that that foundation has been laid, and we need to collectively make sure we're building on it.
We've been speaking with Ed Bolin, President and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.